There we go. All right, so I have two scriptures this morning. Two scriptures. I'm going to read them three times, okay? The first scripture is Psalms 127 and 3. And it reads, a song of decrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. So when I talk about your inheritance this morning, I'm talking about your children. Your children are an inheritance to you. And anybody that is against your children is against your inheritance. And so today we are praying against and binding the spiritual things that are in operation that are not of God, that operate against your inheritance and that operate against your children. When people attack and are strategic against your finances, it is because they are against your offspring, which is your inheritance, right? And if they are against your children, they are against your inheritance. And so this morning, we are praying that the forces are bound, severed, and cut in the realm of the spirit, all right? And so the next verse that I want to read for you is Isaiah 54 and 15. I'm going to read it in the King James Version, and then I'm going to read it in the NIV. And the King James Version says, this is Isaiah 54 and 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. So I'm going to read it to you in the NIV, okay? The New International Version, Isaiah 54 and 15, and it reads, this is the NIV. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how this morning, just to say thank you. Thank you that you are King of Kings, and that you reign supreme, that you are Lord of Lords, and that you are the Almighty. We thank you that you are still seated at the right-hand throne of the Father, and that you make intercession for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we knock on the door of heaven. God, we stir in the realm of the Spirit, the angels that are assigned to our lives and assigned to our inheritance, which is our children. And so, Father, on today, we plead the blood of Jesus upon our children in every environment that they step into. That is the classroom environment. That is the classroom environment. That is neighborhoods, communities, workspaces, educational institution, colleges, universities, recreation centers, the school bus, the neighborhood, anywhere that our children, that they feet tread upon, God, we plead the blood of Jesus upon it. We plead the blood of Jesus upon the internet space. We plead the blood of Jesus upon Facebook and Twitter and any other social internet connections that our children have. We plead the blood of Jesus upon them now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we loose angels into the earth. God, anyone that has spoken ill of our children, God, we silence their mouths now in the name of Jesus. And we activate this word upon their lives, Father. We understand and we see in the realm of the spirit that the real attack has been against our inheritance in the earth. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you loose a threshing tool in the earth, God, that will cut down and bring asunder and bring to a place of moratorium anything, Father, that works against our inheritance. That's ill-spoken words, that's enchantments, that's hexes, that's spells, that's divination, that is lying, that's mocking, that's scoffing. We bind it all by the blood of Jesus Christ. We sever and cut the ties of it, Father, that it has no power or ability in the earth in the name of Jesus. And we silence the carrier, the liar, in the name of Jesus. And then we cut on the light of the lying tongue, Father, that everything that they speak, God, and that they speak it in the earth against our inheritance, against ourselves, against our finances, against our children, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you begin to turn their circles of influence against them, that they have not an ear to hear the lies that they are saying. Father, turn on the light today in the name of Jesus for those who have sought after the destiny and the reputation of our inheritance in the name of Jesus. Bring their lies to a place of moratorium. Those who have gathered together and have schemed and strategized against our inheritance and against our children, Father, bring their strategies to a place of moratorium. Put them on a platform of shame in the name of Jesus, that those that see them, God, would see them, Lord, and shake their hands and point their fingers at them, that these are the fools that decided to be against the children of the anointed, those that you have called to be leaders, to be vessels in the earth in the name of Jesus, that these are the ones that gathered against those that you have anointed in the earth in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan that operates within them. We cut and sever the ties of attachment that they have attempted to attach themselves to our lives. We are not blinded to the tools and the way that the enemy operates in the earth, God. And so we know that attachment, God, is the way that these people have attempted to operate in the earth. So God, we cut the demonic ties and the demonic attachments that they have attached themselves to our lives through lies, insinuations, and accusations. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus upon every environment that their feet still step into. Your word says that you bless those that bless us and you curse those that curse us. And so, Lord, because those have spoken against our inheritance and spoken and schemed and strategized against our inheritance, Father, we release in the earth, God, angels against their words in the name of Jesus, that everything that they intended for our inheritance, that it is now a yoke in their own lives, that it is now a bond in their own lives, that they are now prisoners to their own words in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we have bound the spirit of mocking and scoffing and lying and insinuations and accusations, God, we bind it by the blood of Jesus Christ and we sever it with the word of the Lord. We cut the ties in the name of Jesus and then we loose the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We loose the prosperity of the Lord in the land of the living. We loose healthy relationships in the realm of the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Lord of Lords and that you are King of Kings and that you reign supreme. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for setting angels in the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you have anointed, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus to be spiritual armor bearers, to be spiritual, in the name of Jesus, to be spiritual protectors in the name of Jesus. Set them in environments where our children are in the name of Jesus. God, we activate, hallelujah, the lion of the tribe of Judah inside our children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, stir up your spirit, stir up your power, stir up your authority, stir up your God confidence in the name of Jesus. And then cut off anything, God, that works against the confidence, the God confidence of our children in the name of Jesus. Pluck up out of their environments, God, anything that will cause negative cycles to operate in their lives, God. We cut off the enemy who has attempted to bring the cycles of negativity that has operated in their parents' lives to try to repeat those cycles in their children's lives. God, we cut off the voice of the enemy. We cut off the strategies and the tactics of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And then we cause, God, cycles of prosperity, cycles of increase, cycles of healthy relationships, cycles of healthy emotions, cycles of healthy interactions, cycles of healthy social interactions, cycles of healthiness and prosperity and an increase in blessings in the name of Jesus. That this is the season of a supernatural inheritance in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the earth, God, is replenishing that which belongs to us in the name of Jesus. And that is the increase of the earth. That is for the earth to yield the fruit of goodness, the fruit of mercy, the fruit of grace in the name of Jesus, the fruit of prosperity and increase in the name of Jesus, the fruit of walking in healthiness. God, for those who have prayed demonic prayers against our inheritance, we bind them, we sever, and we cut their ties in the name of Jesus. God, we release into their lives, God, their own situations that they don't have the time, God, to stop those which you have called, Lord, to walk in the earth as epistles that you have called to walk in the earth as leaders, God, in the name of Jesus. God, turn them and give them another focus in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are a God of increase. We thank you that you are a God of mercy and grace, that you are a God of blessings, that you are a God that opens up the portals and the windows of heaven, and that you pour us out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive. It's shaken up, pressed down, and running over. God, we thank you for those that sow into our lives the goodness of the earth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that sow positive words into our lives, God, that wake up the talents within us, that wake up the gifts within us in the name of Jesus. And then we nullify negative words with negative connotation, hallelujah, with negative meanings in the name of Jesus. We touch the tongue of the enemy in the name of Jesus that will attempt to speak in spirits of negativity with witchcraft spirits behind their words. We now bind them in the realm of the, we now bind them in the realm of the spirit, that they have no ability to operate in the earth or to operate in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are still the ruler, that you are El Shaddai, that you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the beginning and the end, that what you have for us is an expected and a hopeful future, that your thoughts towards us are good and not of evil. And so bind every evil person, pluck every evil person out of the environment in the name of Jesus and replace them with the goodness of the Lord. We would have fainted had we not seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So Father, cut off our ears to the evilness as you begin to pluck it out of our environments, out of our cities, out of our communities in the name of Jesus. Anoint the feet of our inheritance in the name of Jesus. Place a crown of royalty upon their heads, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they shall be received, God, in environments wherever you decide to sit them in the name of Jesus. I speak favorable outcomes. I speak favorable situations in the name of Jesus. I speak that they have favor, hallelujah, in their environments, in their communities, in their cities, in their municipalities, in their educational institutions, in their universities, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere that the enemy intended to intercept the destiny of our inheritance, God, reverse it in the name of Jesus. Reverse negative minds, stigmas in the name of Jesus. We bind prayers that worked in the realm of the spirit against the destiny and identity of our families, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, hallelujah, against the mocker. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you in the name of Jesus. You have no power, no ability, and no authority. You are no match for the God that we serve. And we place our foot on your neck on today in the name of Jesus, that what God is attempting to do in the realm of the spirit and in the earth realm, that it must come forth on today. And we speak into the earth multiple seasons of blessings and increase, the seasons that will not end, continuous seasons of ridiculous blessings and ridiculous increase in the name of Jesus. And then God, pull together the tribe of those that you said that would be there, God, to bring the vision to fruition in the name of Jesus. What is the vision? All of our lives have a vision. Those that you have anointed, God, in the name of Jesus, to be tools and instruments in the earth. There is a vision that you've set upon our lives, God. And so we call forth our tribe to bring those visions to fruition. Kingdom visions, God, equipped us to be who it is that you called us to be in the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call down the angels that shall, hallelujah, that follow us. And what are those angels? Those angels are goodness. Those angels are mercy. Those angels are increase. Those angels are our plentiful supply in the name of Jesus. Those angels, God, they shall follow us to and from, hallelujah, that we will be blessed coming and blessed going, that our seasons of increase will never cease. God, in the name of Jesus, anoint us and anoint our inheritance with a spirit of entrepreneurship. God, in the name of Jesus, I call forth CEOs. I call forth small business owners. I call forth Fortune 500 companies out of our inheritance and out of our bloodline. I call forth the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, PhDs, MBAs, master's degrees. God, I call forth resources in the name of Jesus. I call forth scholarships and grants. I call forth loans in the name of Jesus. I call forth sowing of abundant money and increase, God, in the name of Jesus. I call forth the resources in the earth. And then in the name of Jesus, God, we don't pray amiss. So those that are a blessing to our lives, God, we don't expect you just to allow them to come into our lives and to be a blessing. But God, we ask that whatever they sow into our lives, God, that you multiply it back into their lives 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Don't let people come into our lives and sow into our lives, Lord, without you multiplying a blessing back into their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are money magnets, that, and not only are we money magnets, but that we are wealth resource distributors in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that our storehouses are full in the name of Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus that our spiritual refrigerators, God, are overflowing, God, with spiritual gifts in the name of Jesus, God, that calls us to be a blessing in the earth. And then we thank you that we are well compensated, God, God, for who you called us to be. Your word says, hallelujah, that the laborer is worth their hire. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we not only do we bind liars, but we bind thieves. We bind thieves of ideas. We bind thieves of intellectual property. We bind thieves of identity. We bind thieves, God, of good reputation and of a good rapport. We bind it in the name of Jesus, that attempt to, God, to cause stain to be on the inheritance, that try to stain the reputation of our inheritance. We bind it, and then we loose in heaven good reputations, good rapport. We loose in heaven carriers of a good word of our name. God, your word says that you would make our name great, that you would release our name in rooms of influence, God. And so now today, God, we receive our influence. God, today, God, we step into our supernatural inheritance. God, today we activate, hallelujah, your voice in our inheritance today, God. God, we activate your authority and your power in our inheritance on today, God. In the name of Jesus, let us be able to speak with boldness the word in season and out of season. In the name of Jesus, we stand up with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. God, we plead the blood of Jesus upon geographical and region that carry demons, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bind demons and we route them back to hell. Let them not have the ability to go from region to region, because you called us to be international prophets. You called us to be international businessmen and women. So we don't send them from one region to the next, God. We bind them and we send them back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus, where they belong. And Father, we give you praise. Hey, Shedda Bosaya. God, we give you praise on today. And Anashi Kidda Bosaya. God, we give you praise today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We put a praise on it. We pull on the God, we pull on the kingdom this morning. We pull on heaven this morning. Hallelujah. We pull on the loins, hallelujah, of heaven this morning, God. Activate the blessing, activate the anointing, activate the increase in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Send your angels. Hallelujah. Send your angels of increase. Send your angels of mercy. Send your angels, God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause this thing to come into operation in the name of Jesus. Send us our tribe, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of jealousy and envy that operate in our bloodlines, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of Beelzebub and Satan, who has operated in bloodlines, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, let our help stand up in the name of Jesus. Let our help stand up. Sheba, in the name of Jesus. That had the ability to be our help in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of competition in the name of Jesus, because the spirit of competition is not of God in the name of Jesus, particularly in the kingdom, but in the earth, period. The spirit of competition is not of God. The spirit of jealousy is not of God. And we bind both of them and we sever and cut the ties in the name of Jesus. Bring us tribes of people who will celebrate our successes. Bring us tribes of people who know us, like us, and want to see us succeed. And we bind every witchcraft association, Lord, of words that have been spoken into our hearing and into our environments that had a ill-spoken projectile attached to them. So we bind words, Father, that are double-sided words, God, that have been spoken against our destiny and against our inheritance. We bind them now by the blood of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor, for you are the Lord that blesses, that you are a Lord that sits high, that you are a Lord that promotes, that you are a Lord that sends increase. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your increase on today. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God, we thank you that demonic circles have been infiltrated with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, infiltrated with the power of the Holy Spirit. Dismantle every system that has operated against the people that you have sent to be the anointed threshing tools in the earth. Dismantle demonic networks in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, send a spirit of correction in the name of Jesus amongst demonic circles and demonic influence. In the name of Jesus, send your spirit, release your spirit, release your glory in the earth, because we know it is your glory that makes the difference, God. Release your glory in the earth. Because it is your glory that makes the difference, Father. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We plead the blood of Jesus upon the church, the institution of the church today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus upon every believer today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus upon every pastor, every prophet, every evangelist whose heart has been infiltrated with jealousy, with envy, with strife, with gossiping, with murmuring, Lord, with bitterness. We bind the spirit of bitterness on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And then we loose the Holy Spirit. We loose the blood. We loose the blood of Jesus Christ, because it cleanses, it washes. God, we loose the blood of Jesus Christ. We loose the blood of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That the narratives that have been spoken, that have been so far against, Lord, the truth, in the name of Jesus, we bind demonic narratives, God. Hallelujah. And bring the liar to shame. In Jesus' name, bring the liar to shame. Bring correction to their environments and to their lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, hallelujah, that those that have intended, Lord, to intercept the destiny of our children in whatever respective marketplaces, whatever respective environments, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we reverse the effects. We reverse the effects, God. And hallelujah, we thank you that you are a God that redeems and restores. So we activate redemption. We activate restoration in our lives, God. So everywhere that the canker worm, that the locust, hallelujah, has tried to consume our inheritance and consume our destinies, God, we thank you that you're multiplying it back into our lives a hundredfold. Everywhere that the thief has tried to steal, God, and take away, we thank you that you are now replacing a hundredfold, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You reign supreme. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. God, let this be a season that every time somebody opens up their mouth against the prophet, whether it is the prophet in operation, hallelujah, or the prophet in study, God, hallelujah, which is our inheritance, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you send a swift, quick correction to their lives everywhere, Lord, that their tongue has spoken against our inheritance. Your word says you bless those that bless us, you curse those that curse us. God, in the name of Jesus, let it be immediately evident that either they operate and activate the blessing or the curse in the name of Jesus. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray your word on today. We don't pray amiss. We pray in the name of Jesus on today. We don't pray amiss. God, we pull on the windows of the doors of heaven, God. We place a demand on the Holy Spirit today, God, that we are in expectation that the kingdom must work on our behalf in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we are a royal priesthood in the name of Jesus, God, and we bind every devil, every demon, and every imp, hallelujah, that has tried to paint the picture of any other narrative other than us being royal priesthood in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. We fix our crowns. We fix our crowns in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for promotion, power promotion, spiritual promotion, financial promotion in the name of Jesus, relationship promotion in the name of Jesus. And we pray in the name of Jesus, at the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, that you are Christ, that you are Lord, that you are King of Kings, and that you reign supreme. That spirit of oppression that I feel, God, operating, that contrary spirit, God, that I feel in operation right now, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of rebellion that I feel right now in the name of Jesus, that operates in the earth against the destiny of those that you have given appointed assignments to be vessels in the earth, I bind it in the name of Jesus that the portals of heaven are open. And because the portals of heaven are open for your anointed and for those that you have called to be threshing tools in the earth, hallelujah, then the portals of angels are also open that will work against that thing that works against us. You said that you would contend against those that contend against us. You said you'll fight against those that fight against us. God, take hold of your shield and your buckler, God, and go for our help. Work on our behalf in the name of Jesus, that we shall see a swift and quick manifestation of this word in the earth in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break every spirit of contamination in the name of Jesus. And we bind every word that was sent as an accusation against our inheritance and against our lives now in the name of Jesus. We bind every plot, every plan, and every strategy, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that was in operation against our lives, God. Hallelujah. Let the enemy fall to his own devices in Jesus' name. Whoever the enemy is intending to use or has been using, let them fall to their own devices today. Everything, every trap that they set for us, God, let them fall to their own devices. And this is our prayer this morning in a mighty and majestic name from in Jesus' mighty hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. And so I just want to close today. And I just want to say that this is the season of endless blessings that the Lord is releasing, three very strategic and intentional blessings in the life of the believer, not only for the believer, but for the life of the inheritance of the believer, which is our children. And these three seasons, I hear the Lord, and I spoke this word maybe a month ago, on Sermons on Demand. These three seasons are continuous seasons of blessings. I hear the Lord saying these seasons of increase in blessings, that they are forever and they are never ending. Hallelujah, because you have broken through the ranks of demonic circles, that you have broken through demonic ranks in the name of Jesus. And God has set your feet in high places. And so when you pray, things have to move at the command of your prayers in the name of Jesus. And so, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that these three seasons of blessings that are never ending, that that is the inheritance of our inheritance, and that is the inheritance of our offspring, and the inheritance of the fruit of our loins, and the inheritance of our children. The enemy wanted the inheritance. Hallelujah. The enemy wanted the inheritance, but the inheritance belongs to those that God has earmarked for righteousness and has earmarked for the blessing to. What God has for you is for you, and it is not for anybody else. And I could say a lot more. It doesn't matter how people attempt to duplicate what God has called and anointed you to do in the earth. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody bring it to a place of fruition like you, that it will never operate in its the totality of its success, because God has given it unto your life and he's planted the vision in you. And so don't you worry about people that attempt to pop up and duplicate what you do. I've been talking and telling the story. I launched the company. I am the CEO of the Candy Shop Comedy Club. And out of that, the Lord offered me the vision of the Candy Shop Company. And we offer a line of all natural products. And so I've been telling the story about my relationship with my grandmother, and as a Native American, watching her create remedies from all natural things from the earth. And then all of a sudden I start seeing all of this stuff on the internet. Now, not all natural remedies, but they definitely remedies, but not all natural remedies, just people attempting to duplicate what they think is the next big thing. And this is what I want you to know, is that God anointed you to do it. And I don't know what God has anointed you to do, but whatever he's called you to do, can't nobody do it but you. The earth is waiting on you to yield your gift and your talent in the earth, because it is an answer that nobody else can offer to the earth. It is a response to a problem in the earth, and can't nobody else do it, because God created your mama and your daddy to put you together to be an answer in the earth, that you were called to do that thing, that you are anointed to do that thing. And if you don't do it, can't nobody else do it. If you don't do it, then the answer will never be spoken. If you don't do it, then there are people who can't do what God has called them to do, because you failed to do what you were called to do. And anybody connected to me is not a failure, huh? The spirit of success, the anointing of success and increase rest upon my life in the name of Jesus. And so we are in a season of multiple blessings and multiple increase that are never ending seasons, because we have the glory has been revealed and released in the earth. The glory belongs to God. And because the glory has now hit the earth, a different realm of glory than what we have been accustomed to. And because that glory has been released into the earth, hallelujah, and the glory makes the difference in the name of Jesus, that the ground is fertile and it is ready, hallelujah, for you to bring forth what God has called you to do in the earth. And here is the thing about the goodness of the Lord, is that God would not have the world to yield more to you than what he's willing to yield to you. So if you think the world can pay you, you ain't seen nothing about how the kingdom can pay you. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so some people would be like, she talking about money and this and that. I am anointed for business, right? That is who I am. And so those who are an enemy to me have fought against that identity that God has released me in the earth to be a supernatural threshing tool in business areas and business arenas, and you will have no eye, you have no understanding of the demonic layers that I've had to break through of people who had negative an intentionality against who God has called me to be. But if God be for you, nobody can be against you. And I'm not saying that because I heard somebody else's testimony. I'm saying that because I know it for myself. And so if you would like to sow a seed into the Salt Room Apostolic Temple this morning, you can do so at $SALTROOM. That's on Cash App. It's $SALTROOM. We are preparing for a 3-day revival entitled Boys in the Hood. And I'm really excited about the vision that the Lord has given me. But this is Mogul Manna Monday, because God has anointed me to be a threshing tool in business arenas and in the marketplace. I am a prophetess, and the Lord has given me the ability to activate gifts and talents so that people can operate in who God called them to be at a higher capacity in marketplaces. And so I don't take that lightly, because I've fought in the realm of the spirit to walk in that anointing. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost this morning. I have fought in the realm of the spirit to walk in that anointing. And if God don't play about it, baby, then if the Lord don't play about it, I most certainly don't play about it either. I admonish you this morning, if you receive this blessing and the anointing that rests on this prayer, hallelujah. Maybe you got some struggles. You got some struggles, and you need the Lord to break up the foul ground in whatever area God has called you to do. I dare you to sow a $52 seed this morning at $SALTROOM. And may God be pleased. May God be praised. May the devil be horrified in Jesus' name. One more thing I'm going to say this morning. Since the Lord has instructed me and given me a mandate to bind this negative association that the church has with money and people that have money, and people who they deem unworthy of entering into the kingdom, right? I've been seeing some people say it's been a running theme, and I just want to. It is a religious spirit. It's always a religious spirit that attempts to attack when rebuke comes, right? Particularly when we're talking about money, right? And so I'm not a prosperity preacher. I'm a holiness preacher. But to be holy and to be in lack, that's not a kingdom principle. That's like oil and water. Like those two things that's not kingdom principle. There's no way that you can live a holy life and then live in lack and to not have. And I know, I'm telling you what I know, because people wanted to kill the witness on my life of me having a marketplace anointing and assignment. And so they did everything to block me, but God. And so the Lord has given me a mandate, right? Because it started in a church. It started in a church, and then it made its way to the world, because the world looks to the church for information, right? And so I've been seeing this running theme and narrative of people wanting to put into so that I could see it and read it. And they've been saying, you can't be against the church and be for the church, or you can't be for me and against me, and you can't this and this, almost as, because the Bible says a double-minded man is unyoked, right? And so they're attempting to make it appear like it's double-mindedness. And it is not double-mindedness. As a prophetess in the earth and as an instrument and a threshing tool in the earth, I am for the God in you. I am against your demon. I'm going to say it again. I am for the God in you. And when I say God, what God are we talking about? Because all kind of gods out here, right? I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? I am for the Lord in you, but I am against your demon. So I can love the God in you and still rebuke the demon. I can love, which that is of God within you, the Lord Jesus Christ, and still cast out the demon. And here's the thing about casting out demons and rebuking demons is that it shouldn't harm the vessel, right? If I love you, right, and I love the God in you, I don't have to spiritually abuse you to rebuke your demon. I don't have to break your spirit, to cast out your demon. Supposed to be like that. Should be like that, right? And so if a person is constantly wearing and tearing against your self-esteem and against your confidence, that is a demonic spirit. That's not God. And so we have these people in operation in the church who think they're doing the work of God because they are attacking the spirit of people and then they're calling it deliverance. That's not deliverance, that's jealousy. Huh? Huh? That's not deliverance, that's bitterness. You see something in somebody that you desire, or you see something in somebody and you wish you had, or you see the anointing or the power.